Tim Hazel from Velocity Sports, manager Shane Savage joins us now. Tim, welcome to Gillette Trade Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Cam. Thanks, Nathan, for having me.
Hey, Shane, obviously, I think it was Monday afternoon, he put his hand up publicly and said, yeah, I'm looking for other opportunities, and this deal seemed to come around fairly quickly.
Yeah, look, it did. It's been in the pipeline for the last couple of days, and the last 24 hours really ramped up with Hawthorn St Kilda nutting out a deal that suited both. But at the end of the day, Sav was really excited for the opportunity to go to St Kilda, and when that came alive and the deal looked to be done, then all parties agreed upon it, and looking forward to a big year next year.
Was there any of a chance of him staying at Hawthorn? Did Hawthorn try and talk him out of the fact that he wanted to leave, or did Hawthorn see that as an opportunity to possibly get somebody in?
No, I think after the grand final, Shane and Clarko and Chris Fagan had a pretty open conversation, and I think if everything fell through, Shane was more than welcome to go back, and then that was really nice piece of the puzzle for both parties. But it was agreed upon in that conversation that if an opportunity did come which suited Hawthorn and obviously suited Shane, then he should grab it with both hands, and that's happened. And as I said before, Shane's excited. He sees this as a new chapter of his football career, and I think both clubs have got a little win.
Was St Kilda his main or preferred destination, or is he sort of happy to play wherever it would give him an opportunity to play in the midfield and be in a starting 22?
Oh, look, it was publicly known that we weren't going to shop him around because we felt that wasn't the right thing to do. We did catch up with a couple of clubs and all presented really well. And it really came down to two clubs, but at the end of the day, with St Kilda just signing a new deal with New Zealand for 5 years, and Shane obviously being from New Zealand and having family over there, it just really suited where Shane wanted to go, and also the opportunities on the field, which is ultimately what the decision was based around, was too good to walk away from. So it was sort of meant to be.
Now, you've got some other players on your books there that might be changing clubs. Luke McGuan, a former teammate of mine, wants out of the Tigers and trying to get to the Brisbane Lions. Where does that sit at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're pretty close with getting Luke to Brisbane. There's a few things that need to fall into place, but we're pretty confident that Luke will get to Brisbane, which would be a great result for Luke, being obviously a Brizzy boy and wanting to get home and play some good footy under the new coach, Lepper.
Is he going to be a teammate of Simon Black's, Tim, do you think? Or do you think Blackie might call an end to a wonderful career?
Yeah, no, I'm not too sure where that one sits at the moment. Blackie's he's actually not with us at the moment. He's looking after his own contract. So that's the decision that I think, a football spectator like myself, when away from our management eyes, is looking forward to seeing what he does.
Apologies, mate. I thought you were still managing Simon Black, so apologies for that question. Didn't want to throw you under the bus. How's it all going, though? Yourself, you played football, you played at Hawthorn, and you went through a process where you had to change clubs and go interstate, and you ended up at Adelaide via the rookie draft. When it all comes down to it, some of those experiences that you went through, in particular having to go interstate, does it help you in these situations when dealing with players and the possibility of them having to change clubs?
Yeah, well, it's a really emotional time of your career because, when you've been at a club for 3 or 4 or 5 years, it's all you know. So looking at moving clubs and making new friends and potentially moving interstate, always a big deal. And I think one of the beauties about having gone through those experiences, and I was delisted a couple of times and fought my way back into the list and whatnot, and I know that Brownie has been through it as well, You can relate to the boys a lot easier, and having Lynchy as our mentor for Velocity is also a great asset to us. So we've had a couple of boys delisted, and just being able to talk them through that emotional aspect, let alone the career and life after football, is really important. I think we do that very well. So with Sav, walking through these processes and just being there to talk to him and guide him in the right directions, hopefully been a win for Shane and a win for Hawthorn.
Hey, you've got a couple of other players on your books there. A couple of players have been delisted, Maverick Weller and Joel Wilkinson. Has there been much interest to them? Because Joel Wilkinson did a couple of really good tagging jobs this year particularly.
Yeah, Joel, you've thrown me under the bus there again. Joel's left us. I'm not sure where he's gone, but he's changed companies a good couple of months ago. But Mav's one of these players that should find himself another home. He's at the peak of his career. He's been in the system now for a while, being one of the first recruits to the Gold Coast, being in the leadership group at a young age. His body's ready to go. So there's been plenty of interest in Mav, and hopefully through the listed free agent period, which is acting now, he can get himself to a new home and kickstart his career like Shane's going to go and do at St Kilda.
Yeah, sorry, Timmy. I had last year's list there, so apologies for that.
No, that's okay.
No, all right, Timmy. Hey, mate, we appreciate your time. The good news is that Shane Savage, who you definitely still have in your stable, mate, has ended up at St Kilda. And I think it's a great move for Shane. I think it's a great move for St Kilda. And no doubt going forward, in particular with the New Zealand links and the Kiwi links, like you touched on, he's going to play a fairly big role in being the face of that campaign going forward as we push this great game into New Zealand and other countries, mate. So congratulations on getting your man where he wanted to go.
Great. Thanks very much for having me, boys.